كده يو شاو مي كورسبوندينج تو ميجيلي بابلي دا فيو تيس وين يو شاو مي اون دا فيو تيس ام بيس مش نهت هلخو جيمو بين ايه שהולך לכך ובין כך שהולך לעיר ואותי להרבר למקוימוי קויו כמקוימוי ובלב קויו אמהם ובין עיר, which is resident of an open city went to a כך או בין כך went to an עיר if later he returned to his place he reads like the time of people in his place if not he reads with them in the residence or his current location וגמר says ניחה בין כך שהלך לעיר, שזמן מאוחר, עיר שהלך לכך, ואין זמן מוקדם. According to this, בין כך went to an ear, its time is later, so we understand if, it, if later he will return to his place. However, if a בין ear went to a כך, well, its time was earlier already. And with Yudin, leif kan בין עיר שהלך לכך, Yudin answers that the correct text of the Mishnah does not mention a בין ear who went to a כך. Retanai to be Rabbi Kain ben Krach Shohalach Le'er. And we have a support from the Tana of the House of Rabbi that taught in the Mishnah only a ben Krach who went to an ear but not vice versa. Rabbi Yossi Oifkan Ba'asli Shtekeya Imayim. And Rabbi Yossi answers, actually our text is correct. Mishnah teaches also a ben ear who went to a Krach. Here it says that he reads with them when he will remain with them apparently in the city. Amr Yosef Yosef Kodim Shehaya Mizoch Yosef La'acha Shehaya Mizoch Kvar Nifta. And Yosef answers that our text is correct because it discusses if he will, if he intends to leave and return home before He'er HaMizoch means before the eastern sky was lit up in the morning, on the morning of Purim, then he reads like his home city. However, if he will leave after Eyal Mizrach, then he reads to the city visiting, he was already exempted from reading, like in his home city. Nachma Yaakov, boy, mi'ata ge'er shemal la'ach she'er Mizrach, k'var nifta. Nachma Yisrach, objected what he said if so, if a convert circumcised after Eyal Mizrach, is he already exempted? This begins only at dawn. Rabun Bachir, boy, בן עיר שאוכל דירוסי לילי חמישה עושה נחייב כאן שסייב כאן ובן כך שאוכל דירוסי בליל ארבע עושה נפטר מכאן ומכאן וריבון ברכיה objects and says I granted if a בן עיר will uproot his residence on the night to the 15th he was obligated here and here it's not difficult if he has to read twice however if a בן כך will uproot his residence on the night of the 14th I won't reach the city until the day of the 14th, and he will not return home before the day of the 15th, will he be exempt here and here? Ben Ir, Moshe Yotzi, Ben Krach Yidei Chayvosi. Can a Ben Ir, he might see, read on behalf of a Ben Krach on the 15th? Yeva, Kehador, Koshe Enechai, Medaba Ene Moitzi, Tavabim Yidei Chayvosi. We learn from anyone who is not obligated in a matter, he cannot be made to the rabbim, their obligation. Ben krach moshe yotzi es ben ir yidei chavasi. And then a ben krach, he might see a ben ir on the 14th. Neva kahador koshe nechaye vedava, ena moitze the rabbim yidei chavasi. And we can answer as well, we learn from anyone who is not obligated in a matter, he cannot be made to see the rabbim, their obligation. וכי היי דאמר ריחלוי ורבחונה בשם רבחי רבא הכל יצים ארבא עושה שהיא זמן קוי עושה or another one says we learned from what ריחלוי quoted from רבחונה then רבחי רבא that everyone is יצה on the 14th because this is the time of its reading for most places and if so בן קרח is obligated so he can be מוצא בן עיר ויודן בוי בן עיר שנוסן דעתוי לעקור דיר עושה ליל חמישה עושה Rabbeinu asked a question. Rabbi Ben Ir intended, planned to uproot his residence on the night of the 15th and enter a krach on the 15th. Is it as if he already uprooted? Is this like our Mishnah that it depends on intent? Lemasnisa hi Ben Ir shehalach lekrach masnisa kishahaya bekrach. The Gemara asked why he asked. Doesn't our Mishnah teach us that if a Ben Ir went to a koch. Basically, kashaya beir v'avahol v'shiyomim v'holchei medvois kivin kadalkom yedalad. The Gemara points out that he asked that perhaps on mishnah is only for one who was in the city, but one who was at sea or going into the midbar, the desert, he reads as he normally did on the 14th. Amar b'mana ba'asid lachzor l'makayme. B'mana answered that if even if ben krach at sea or in the midbar will return to his place, he reads on the 14th. Amar b'pinchas akena yehudim ha'bazim puz haya ba'isachar. And Pinchas sources this in the Pasuk in Esther, Peretes Pasuk Yutes, and therefore the Jews of the Prazim, which means he was Paruz, means he was in a non-liberal city at the time. And we come to Halacha Dalad. How much of the Megillah must one read to be Yotze? May Oimer Kula, but may says all of it. Yodo Ime Me Ishihudi, Rida says from the Pasuk Ishihudi, which is in base Pasuk A. Rabbi Yossi Ime Me'echa Hadroim Ha'ile, Rabbi Yossi says he must read from, and this is in Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph, Acha Hadroim Ha'ile. The Gemara says, V'yabo B'shem V'loza, Manda Makula Alkein, Alkol Divay Ha'igeth Azuis, Manda Me Ishihudi, V'ma'u Alkacha, Manda Me'echa Hadroim Ha'ile, Avo, quoting Rabbi Lazar, said, the one who says all of it, he says it because of the Pasuk, Al-Kol Divrei Ha'igeirah Hazois, all the words of this letter. The one who says from Ishihudi, he learns it from Uma Ra'u Al-Kacha, that why did Mordechai provoke Haman? The one who says from Achad Yom Ha'ile, learns from the Pasuk, Uma Higia Alehem, and what came to them. Quoting Rishu ben Levi said that the one who says all of it, he learns this due to the pasuk, "V'chol ma'ase tokfoi gvurasoi." The one who says from Ishihudi learns from Ufarshas Gedulas Mordechai, and on the subject of the greatness of Mordechai. The one who says from Achad Yuma'ile learns from Asher Gedulai HaMelech, the king made him powerful. Yosef Abun, Rishim Rishu Ben Levi, Tekef, Kol Tekef, Eskol Tekef, Tekef, Zetokfa Shel Haman, Kol Tekef, Zetokfa Shel Mordechai, Eskol Tekef, Zetokfa Shel Achashverosh. Yosef Abun, quoting Rishu Ben Levi, said that the Tanaim disagree about whether we expound Tekef, Kol Tekef, or Eskol Tekef. Tekef alludes to the power of Haman, Kol Tekef alludes to the power of Mordechai, and Eskol Tekef alludes to the power of Achashverosh. Ani Rishu Ben Yechai Omer, Yivalayla Ahu, Mi Mokim, Chahaisa, Mapalasya Shem Haman, Misham Haisa, Gudurasa, Shem Mordechai. Rishu Ben Yechai says in the Baisa that he must read it from Alaylahu, from that night, from the place that was the downfall of Haman. It was an aggrandizing of Mordechai. He requires the primary tokef of the miracle. The Abba of Yomi B'Shem Rav, Halacha Kribi Meir, Duhu Amah HaKula. The Abba quoting of Yomi, quoting Rav, said that the Halacha follows with Meir, who says that one must read all of it. V'zei B'Shem Rav Yochanan, Be'uvin, V'tana Sibbo, Noyek HaKol Kribi Meir. They were quoting of Yochanan, said that regarding Eruvin and Tanis Sibbur, everyone conducts like Rabbi Meir, meaning that they require both Shittush Mavuris and Erev Chatzeros, and also they give Birchas Kehanim and Mincha and Neila on fast days. V'yakav ha'ach b'shem v'yechanan, af megiddes Esther naguk ha'kol k'Rabbi Meir. And V'yakav ha'ach, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that also regarding megiddes Esther, everyone conducts themselves like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Felbay, Rav Masna, Yosi Bar Menasha, Shem Rav, Ben Commander Amma Kula, Ben Commander Amma Meishahudi, Ben Commander Amma Machad Vemaila, Ravad Me Sefer Sholim. Howe quoting Rav Masna, quoting Yosi Bar Menasha, quoting Rav, said that according to the opinion that he reads all of it, and according to the opinion that he reads from Ishahudi, and according to the opinion that he reads from Machad Vemaila, he must read from a complete Sefer. Chalbay Rav Masna Yosef Naisha Vashem Rav, Shisei Sefer Torah, Yehem Haisa Ksuva Chomoshem Ein Koyon Bar Barabim. Chalbay quoting Rav Masna, quoting Yosef Menaisha, quoting Rav, said if a Sefer Torah was written only as individual Chomoshem, we not read it in the Sibyl. Amma Rabbi Tanchuma Ribnei Hayajotis. So Tanchuma said this is due to the Amei Ha'oretz, lest they think that this is the entire Torah. Ula Biraya Rav Elazar b'shem Rav Chanina, Rogel Sarech Lekois Balaila Velishnoisai Velishnoisa B'yim. Ula Biraya and Rav Elazar quoting Rav Chanina said that one is fluent and expert about it, he has to read it at night, and Lishnoisa, as we'll explain, during the day. And if he's not an expert, he hears from someone else. And we assume that Lishnoisa means to learn the Mishnah, said Megillah. And Rabbi Abba, Mari Bavlaya, Lishnois, Koyasa. And Rabbi Abba Mari of Bogel said that actually it means that one must repeat the reading. Barakia, Rabbi Chalbay, Ulibiraya, Rabbi Lazar B'Shem, Rabbi Chanina, also Kodesh Boruch Hu, Le'asois, Roish, Choyla, Le'asadikim, Le'asid Lavay. Barakia, Rabbi Chalbay, and Liaburia and Vilaza Kutim Rachanina said that in the future Hashem will lead a dance for Sadigim. Ma Taima, Shisel Lebchem, Lachela, Lachoylexer. And the source is possible to Hilam, Memphis, possibly a Dalet. Turn your hearts, Lachela, and we read it as Lachela to a circle. Sadigim, Marin Oisabet, Svava Imim, Kize, Elikim, Elikin, Oilam, Vaed, Rina Gil Almois, Amus bar loilamois, diseases, alamois, keilain, alamois. If the deacon points to Hashem with the finger, and say, kiza lekem lekenio olamboed, hu yinagio almus. But almus hints to, so far that it's not seen well, like almus, which is concealed, but alamois, which is zealously, and almois, which is like these youths who go quickly. Togem Achilles is nasisira, Olam she'in boy mavis. Achilles is nasira, translated almost, which is olam, a world without mavis, without death. Sadiqim aranois of etz, baba imim ze, ki ze elokim, elokeinu olam boed, huinageu almus, huinageu boilam ze, huinageu laaset lavei. Sadiqim point to him with a finger and say, again, this pasuk, ki ze elokim, elokeinu olam boed, huinageu almus, he'll lead us in this world and he'll lead us in the world to come. Bichalbi Rabbi Chama Bar Guria, b'shem Rav Chama Bar Ukva, b'shem Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Mishpacha Mishpacha Mikan, Mishmoris Kahuna, Olavia, Shiyu B'Telim. Rabbi Chalbi Rabbi Chama Bar Guria, the name of Chama Bar Ukva, and the name of Yosef Chanina, quoting from the pasuk in the Esther Peg Test Pasuk Choches, Mishpacha Mishpacha, this shows that even the Mishmoris of Kahuna and Olavia are bottled because they abandon them to hear Kriyas HaMegillah. Rabbi Chalbay Mikan the Beis Sad she Shei Batal. Rabbi Chalbay said from here, all the more so the Beis Medrash is Batal, and one must stop learning to hear the Kriyas HaMegillah. Shimon Ba'aba B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Zichron Lo Yasuf Meizaram. Mikan Shekavula Chachomim Maseches. Shimon Ba'aba, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, quoting from the pasuk in Esther Perek Test Pasuk Chofres, and the memory will not stop from their descendants, and this teaches that the Chachamim fixed a Maseches for Megillah itself, that people will always learn it. We come now to the next Mishnah, Halacha Hei. Hakol Shem Nekoiz is a Megillah, Chutz Mechei Shoyte Mekotten. Who may read a Megillah, except for a deaf person, a lunatic, or a minor? Yudah Machshe Mekotten. Yudah says that a child is kosher to read. In Korean as a Megillah, Rulay Merlin, Rulay Tavlin, Rulay Mazin, Rulay Shemchin, Shemes Yoim, Kaneged Yoim, Lighted Bol, Ashutan, Tanit Sahama. We read the Megillah, circumcise, immerse, meaning the Ezov in the Paradumah waters, we sprinkle the Paradumah waters, and similarly, a Shemeres Yoim, Kaneged Yoim, which is the one who saw blood during one or two of the days of Ziva, immerses only after sunrise. If any of these were done after dawn, it's kosher, but ideally we wait until sunrise, lest one make a mistake. The Gemara says, Amr of Masna, the Rabbi Yossi here. Rabbi Masa says the Al Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, who says that one reads Krishma inaudibly, one who reads Krishma inaudibly to his own ears, is not the Yotze, and therefore a cherish, a deaf person, cannot read the Megillah. Amr Yosef Abin and Savrin Meimah, Maplikin Rabbi Yosef Rabbanon, Bashma, Dichtib Bashma, Ashakol HaMitzvah Zloi. Rabbi Yosef says, we thought to say that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanon disagree about Shema, because it says the word Shema there, and Rabbi Yossi expands that one must hear himself. But not for the mitzvahs, Rabbi Yossi does not disagree. Min madar of Masna, Amma, Rabbi Yossi, he, Ada Amma, he Shema, he Shah, call the mitzvahs. Rabbi Masna said that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, it teaches that Shema and all mitzvahs are the same. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanon disagree about all mitzvahs. That time of the Yosef, as unto the Mitzvah, Shema, Aznecha, Masha, Picha, Medaber. What is the Yosef's reasoning? It says, as unto the Mitzvah, and you will listen to his mitzvahs, meaning your ears must hear what your mouth speaks. Chista Omar, Leiskan, Cheresh, Ashigos Loshen, he must nisa. Chista said, really, the Pasul does not apply to a Cheresh, and the reason our Mishnah taught Cheresh is because it's normally taught together. With the case of a lunatic and a minor. Meaning it's even like Rabbanon. Amr Yosef Mestavra Yoide Rav Chista Batrumais Dehi Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi said that presumably Rav Chista agrees that the Mishnah and Trumais, which is a cheresh who can speak but cannot hear, his truma is valid. But the Eved is Rav Yossi, because he may not separate the Hatzchila, ideally he shouldn't, because he cannot hear his own bracha. Asa Rav Chananya B'Shem Rav Chista Rav Yossi Hi. And we bring support because Rav Chananya came and said the name of Rav Chista, that is Rav Yossi. Amma Rav Yossi Bavun, Akorach at Omar, Dehi, Rav Yossi, the Taninan, Hameshti, Kadmaisa, Velay Tanina, Tinasa, Imhaim. Rav Yossi Bavun said that you're forced to say it's Rav Yossi, because the Rashi at the beginning taught the first five who cannot tithe even with the Eved, and didn't teach with them a cheresh who can speak. They taught the stam cheresh means one who cannot speak or hear. Misham shein to masa truma. Now perhaps it's like everyone, it didn't teach with the first five a cheresh who can speak, because the truma is not truma, but such a cheresh, his truma is valid. But tanin and chamishti achvayasa loy taninasa imhen. And they taught in the Mishnah that the latter five in whose truma is valid by the Eved, and they did not teach with them a cheresh who can speak. Surely it omitted him because there's a dispute about him, but one permits the chatchila. Now, you must say, therefore, that the second mission about a cheresh who can speak is the Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon disagree.